So we've got August upon us here. Hard to believe, right?
I know. Like summer's like, yeah, we can look behind us because summer's flying by.
Going strong, like always.
Yeah.
What about the humidity? Does it affect animals a lot or bugs or not really?
Not really. I mean, I'm sure some just with the heat, but, you know, they have heating mechanisms like stay in the shade or different things, pant or... Sure. Just kind of like humans, you know, to just try to stay cool. I'm sure there's things like we get the heat stored heat. I'm sure that happens in the animal world, but I don't like it.
So you wouldn't keep a bowl of water out for the bugs or something like that?
No, I think we're good. I think there's enough dew on the grass this morning to
so we don't worry
water
about
everybody.
That.
So a few more weeks of heat, I know, and then we can start looking at, yeah, I mean, next time we learn, we'll start looking at September and the fall. Mm-hmm. And, color change, cooler weather, but
we still have
August and summer.
So. Still some summer left, so what do we got going on in the parks?
Well, lots of activities. Again, everything is on HancockParks.com, so the whole month of August. So one thing for kind of geared for the younger kids, but all ages are welcome, on Friday, August 8th, I'm having a program called Mud Pies Under the Moon. So... Just like it entails, I tried to do this last year, and there was a heat advisory, and it was just too warm. But like it tells, we are going to make mud pies, so dress to get muddy and dirty. Going to make them. You can adorn them with natural materials. We're going to put them in the nature play area, so we're going to be at Oakwoods Nature Preserve. This is at 6 o'clock in the evening. I'm going to have a little pool to kind of clean off afterwards, so bring towels or whatever you need. So just a fun, I mean, who doesn't like playing in the mud when they were little kids?
Oh, yeah.
So again, Mud Pies Under the Moon on Friday, August 8th at 6 p.m. Meeting there like on the porch, but we're going to be in that nature play area.
The moon will be up, right?
Yes, the moon is out. It's not the full moon. I'm not sure when the full moon is in August, but just a fun evening program if you want to get kids down and dirty.
Okay.
And muddy. Come on out.
Sounds
We'd like
good.
To see you.
Sounds good.
Yep.
What else you got?
Another Friday night activity that we're going on is a crepuscular hike on Friday, August 15th. That's going to take place out at Airland Recreation Area, meeting in the shelter at 8 o'clock. Again, this is a free, no registration necessary. All ages are welcome. So crepuscular, it might be a term that people aren't familiar with. These are animals or things that are active during dawn and dusk. So obviously nocturnal, everyone's familiar with. That's nighttime. Mm-hmm. We as humans, most of us are diurnal, meaning we are mostly active during the day. But there are some of those animals like rabbit and deer that are active, again, dawn, kind of around sunrise and sunset. So taking a hike there, learning about those animals, why they come out those times of day. So again, meeting at the shelter at Airland at 8 p.m. on Friday, August 15th. And I think that's the first Friday before we get into football season. So want to come out and hit the parks before... If that's where life takes you, again, Friday, August 15th for the crepuscular hike at 8 p.m.
Gotcha. And you've got the Perseid meteor shower.
Yes, the meteor shower.
That's going on for quite a while.
Yeah, so that's August. So there's different meteor showers, different times of years that happen and stuff. So that is with our planetarium program. So that's the one that we're having this summer on Tuesday, August 12th. The Perseid meteor shower, again, peaks mid-August. And what's neat about our planetarium is you can actually, it will show the meteor shower in the planetarium. So we'll learn about that. It's connected to the constellation Perseus. Again, where it got its name. We'll also look at some other things that are out in mid-August in the night sky. So some other constellations, what other planets might be visible in the evening for you. So that, of course, takes place inside the Discovery Center at Oakwoods Nature Preserve, 6:30. It's free, but we do need you to register because we do have a limit inside the planetarium dome. But we just need you to register by 1 o'clock that Tuesday. I do believe I have a few people signed up for that already. So again, 6:30 inside of the Discovery Center on Tuesday, August 12th.
So you've got a lot of good stuff going on in August. Michelle Lynn from the Hancock Park Service here. Hancock Parks and Fishing Fun on Tuesday the 19th. A little crappie fishing.
Yeah, that's a place. We're going to be down by Zonta Landing there at Riverside Park for this one. Fishing Fun on the 19th. This is going to be at 1 o'clock. And so this is geared for kids ages 8 to 12 with an adult. Again, there's no cost, but we do want you to register just so we have an idea of how many kids are there. you can bring your own fishing pole, but we will have some poles available and core and bait. But if you want to bring your own pole or lucky lure, you can go ahead and do that. We do have a minimum for that program, so we need a few people to sign up. But again, this is going to be, meeting there at Zonta Landing at Riverside Park. So again, just fishing there off of the river. I did that a couple weeks ago with my summer camp, and they did. They caught. We were on the docks, and they did catch a few bluegill, I do believe. So try your luck at Fishing Fun on August 19th there at 1 o'clock at Riverside Park.
There you go. Hancock Park District, the month of August. Busy, busy. Check it all out. The schedule, hancockparks.com. Michelle, we'll see you later in August. We'll be at the Hancock County
Fair. We'll be at the fair, yeah, and it'll be everything fall. So that schedule isn't out just yet. Hopefully here on the next week or so, we'll start looking at September programs online. Still a lot of things to do in August in the parks.
So the 26th, August 26th, we'll have the morning show at the fair
with
the cows.
Sounds good.
We'll be right there. Very good. Thanks for coming in.